Good morning. It's a real privilege to be able to say something today about Margaret as those who loved her meet together. I'm really sorry that circumstances beyond my control mean that I can't be with you in person. Margaret was a good friend, an excellent holiday companion, and a fellow minister. I'll start with the holidays. We had three major holidays together to Italy, Austria, and Ireland, and other days out as well. At each one, they were all organised tours, and I can tell you from the very beginning that Margaret was always to the fore, very much the life and soul of the party. One of the best of the holiday memories was sitting in the magnificent amphitheatre in Verona, watching an incredible nighttime performance of Aida, and Margaret really enjoyed that, despite the discomfort of sitting with backless seats. She got on really well with everyone on those trips. She could be really funny, and I saw a side of her that I might not have done if our friendship had only revolved around our work together as ministers. Now, as many of you know, Margaret was a very long-serving volunteer with the chaplaincy department at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. She was an absolutely superb visitor and became very popular amongst the patients. In fact, patients would often ask for her if they were readmitted. She was very careful to make sure that anyone from your benefice who was admitted was visited. And I remember once being asked by someone if the little lady visitor was on duty. She cheered patients up, but could also be very perceptive and understanding. This was one of the many parts of her life where her gifts were displayed, but often hidden from others. She really was a superb visitor. And ministry was at the heart of Margaret. It was extremely sad that by the time she was in a position to offer for ordination, the church thought her and others to be too old. When they eventually relaxed the age barriers, she was again too old. However, she trained as a reader and she really valued that role and was an outspoken advocate of the work that readers did. But in her heart, she wanted to be and felt called to be a priest. As someone who knew her ministry very well, perhaps better than most, I can say publicly that not only should she have been a priest, but how good she would have been. To my mind, she was a priest, whatever authorities decreed. Now, of course, Margaret wasn't a saint. All of us know that she called a spade, and she could be very, very outspoken if she felt strongly about something, and she's more than once put me very firmly in my place. But she was loyal and kind, extremely generous in giving of her time, and most of all of herself. For her family gathered today, I can tell you that whatever holiday we went on, by the time we returned, everyone on the trips knew everything about every one of you, and I mean everything. There was a hidden pride that maybe being Margaret, she wasn't going to express to you verbally, but there was a very real and sincere pride in you all, and a deep love for you. I will miss her a lot. She taught me a lot about ministry. I will miss her friendship. And of course, I'll miss her rhubarb. There's a Bible verse that sums Margaret up to me. It follows a parable about a master giving his servants assets to use. He eventually returns to see what they've done with those assets. Well, some had made an attempt to utilise their gifts. Others hadn't bothered. But one had used every gift given in the most excellent way. The words that the master said to that worker are most appropriate for Margaret today. Well done, good and faithful servant. God bless you, Margaret.